Speak up.
You're listening to Speak Up on CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. We're the campus and community radio station at Simon Fraser University, where we broadcast from unceded Coast Salish territories.
In just a moment, we're going to bring you our artist feature for this edition of Speak Up. But first, we have this message.
Hi, we are your artists.
I'm Javin, and I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel. I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
The Arts Show, every Thursday from 5 to 6 p.m. right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
All right, welcome, you.
Hello.
Hello, Ayu Sakamoto is here with our artist feature for today. So tell me, who are we talking about today?
I talk about the Japanese artist called King Nu. And So can I talk about
this? You're just saying, you don't seem to be picking up very well on the microphone.
Oh, okay.
So just for a moment, I'm just going to turn these off and... Can you try that microphone now?
Hello?
There we go. We can hear you properly now. I don't know what's up with the other microphone.
I'll have to
investigate that. So, sorry. Start all over again, please.
Okay, so today I will talk about the Japanese artist called King Nu. And, yeah, it's okay.
Okay. Yeah, I can hear you.
This is one of my favorite music bands, and King Nu is a Japanese band formed in 2015. And yeah,
do you want to play the track?
So let's start with the first one called Hakujitsu, released in 2019.
Let's go.
Hakujitsu by King Gnu. Now, let me share a little more about them. King Gnu is a Japanese pop rock... Japanese pop rock band formed in 2015. The band is made up of four members, Daiki Tsuneta, Satoru Iguchi, Kazuki Arai, and Yu Seki. The band debuted in 2019, and since then, they've released many hit songs. Their music has this amazing mix of folk and rock sounds, creating a unique and captivating brand. Daiki Tsuneta has made most of their songs, and every time I listen, I'm impressed by his talent. He consistently delivers songs that exceed our expectations. It's hard to put into words, but the melody, rhythm, and harmony made with instruments like guitar, keyboard, and piano really excite me and bring a sense of freshness. That's why I never got bored for their songs and make me want to listen again and again. One thing that stands out in their music is that they often change keys. Even in the first song we just listened, Hakujitsu, the key changes and the pitch is higher in the last part of the song. Changing the key in this way makes the music more dramatic and emotional, and you can feel the song reach its peak at the end. Also, I don't usually listen to rock music, but the reason I feel familiar with their songs, maybe they use many string instruments. Cellos, violins, and other strings often used in their music. So in that sense, they're distinct from a lot of rock music. So now let's talk about Satoru Iguchi, the lead vocalist. His voice is absolutely amazing, and you can feel how beautiful and delicate it is. And he sings with amazing falset, and I personally think that his voice often carries a sadness, which is especially good for ballad songs. And also, if you just listen to their songs, you might not realize how challenging it is to sing their songs. But I watched a TV program about them before, and it showed that their songs are really hard to sing because they have a wide range of sounds and often change keys. Iguchi graduated from Tokyo University of the Arts, which is the most famous art school in Japan, so he's developed his incredible singing technique. And I think Tsuneta deeply understands Iguchi's vocal talent and characteristics, And this allows him to produce these great songs that many people love. So now let's move on to the second song called Sakayume. And this song was the ending theme song of the movie, anime movie Jujutsu Kaisen Zero. is Sakayume by King Gnu. I'm very glad to share one of my favorite Japanese music artists, King Gnu, with you today. And let me tell you how to spell their group name. It's spelled K-I-N-G-G-N-U.
So you think you know Wix, do you?
And
shop Black Friday and Michael's now.
And I hope you like their songs. If you're interested in them, you can listen to their music on Spotify, Apple Music, and other music streams. That's all from me. Thank you.
Thank you, Ayu. Ayu Sakamoto with our Japanese artist feature. Next up, this is Bird Note.
Wandering Rhythms, Mondays from noon to two.
Join us in a weekly sample of music from planet Earth.
The strangest mixtape you will ever hear.
Desert blues.
Balkan punk.
Latin funk.
African psych.
Pigeon rap.
And anything and everything else you can imagine, equally represented by all continents.
Because good music is universal.
Wandering Rhythms.
Mondays at noon on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Today is December 15th, and Christmas is really coming soon. So what is your favorite Christmas carol?
Michaela? What are some of your favorites? That might inspire me.
My favorite song is Last Christmas.
That's a good one. I always listen to the Glee version.
Maybe like Joy to the World.
Oh.
Is that?
Yeah.
What makes that song special to you?
I used to go to Sunday school and we would sing that to the old folks.
I'm Saskia.
Okay, I think one of my favorite Christmas carols is Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree. And it's special because my grandparents always used to play it when we would go over to their house for Christmas.
That's cute. Oh, wait, I have another one. Mistletoe by Justin Bieber.
I like that song.
It's so good. Or like Little Drummer Boy by Justin Bieber.
You're Justin Bieber with all the Christmas songs.
That album rocks.
Hi, I'm Jacqueline. Ditto by New Jeans. It came out like when I was in first year, so, and like it was like during like the winter semester too, so it's like a lot of good memories. Yeah.
What is your favorite Christmas carols?
Yeah, my name is Mike. I'm a SFU student.
Yeah, I'm Ray. I'm also a SFU student.
Actually, we don't have like any certain song that's favorite. Probably normal Christmas songs. Like, I don't know, because I never heard that.
Like Jingle Bell?
Yeah. Something like that, yeah. Like a very traditional one.
What makes that song special to you?
I think I heard this song when I was kids, and before Christmas, like the past Christmas.
I think it is the first image that when you see the Christmas song.
Yeah. Hello, I'm the international student, Liz. My favorite Christmas carol is Christmas Without You by Ava Max. It just slipped into my mind at that moment. One thing I knew, I can just walk around the street without any thought and any concerns in the meantime of listening to that song. Even I tend to try to translate the lyrics, kind of complicated habit, haha. But Christmas Without You was the exception, which helped me to be free from translating the other language during listening to the pop song. For sure, when I found myself that I'm obsessed with this song, I just wondering of the context and meaning of that song. So I listening to the song with lyrics so that it helped me a lot in terms of not only being my friends in the other country, but also learning English as well.
Thank you.
This is Bird Note. In the depths of winter, when sub-zero temperatures last for months and most lakes and ponds are frozen over, how do birds stay hydrated? Water derived from food alone is not enough, especially since juicy insects are in short supply this time of the year. Instead of flying long distances and losing precious energy in search of liquid water, birds imbibe the frozen water that's all around them. While cedar waxwings sally to catch snowflakes from midair, plenty of other birds